Lancet editors back in 1911 celebrated advances against rabies, diphtheria, and the bubonic plague. They also lamented the slow progress in controlling the spread of tuberculosis, then an often fatal disease. TB remains a major public health problem in 2011, with one-third of the world infected with the microbe, according to the World Health Organization. 1.7 million people died from TB in 2009, and new drug-resistant strains are emerging. Lancet executive editor Bill Summerskill is cautiously optimistic about the development of a new TB diagnostic tool.
And so, to me, one of the highlights of 2010 was getting a quicker test for diagnosis. And previously, because diagnosis had taken a while, it was one of the weak links in identifying people at risk and starting them on appropriate treatment.
Summerskill says that means people at high risk for TB, like those with HIV/AIDS, can be tested and treated sooner, which can help break the dangerous chain of transmission. Food safety was another prominent subject in The Lancet 100 years ago, with a story on a public health campaign in New York against vendors selling rotten eggs.
And when you read that, you can't help but think about the latest legislation that Congress has just passed about food safety, and how food safety is one of those topics that just keeps reappearing and reappearing.
Summerskill reminds us that the new U.S. law was a response in part to the sickening of 1,500 Americans last summer from salmonella-tainted eggs, which resulted in 550 million eggs being pulled off the market. Other articles in the 1911 edition of The Lancet focused on syphilis, a sexually transmitted disease, and cancer. Treatments for syphilis and other STDs have improved dramatically over the past century, but cancer has proved a far more intractable disease. Today, cancer is the leading cause of death worldwide. Still, survival rates for many forms of cancer are on the rise, and new treatments are commonly in the news. A paper in the current Lancet, for example, discusses aspirin as an intervention that can help reduce the risk of colorectal and other cancers if taken at a low dose once a day over time.
That could in time turn out to be one of the great public health contributions.
Lancet's executive editor Bill Summerskill says looking at the timeline of the past century reveals how scientists have worked slowly, doggedly, and successfully to develop new treatments and drugs to fight a variety of cancers and dangerous microbial infections. He adds that mapping the human genome holds promise for even more targeted treatments.
I think there is still anticipation that there are secrets that it will unlock, and there will be directly transferable benefits.
As Summerskill compares medical research from 1911 with 2011, he notes one fundamental change.
And when you look through the journals, although the prose is eloquent and delightful to read, the science is not what one would expect today. And if you look to a medical journal today, we have good, solid science at the heart of research. It's peer-reviewed, it's reported according to standardized guidelines, and I think that will form the basis for good evidence decisions in the future.
Lancet's New Year editorial concludes, between 1911 and 2011, there is much for medicine to be proud of and also to be humble about. New years bring new promise and new opportunities, but some old demons remain. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.